time to meet the men from the ministry. Join us for more Low Notes in High Places with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guyler. At the ministry, top brains stand by to tackle the nation's problems. Sometimes, of course, they meet frustration.
You seem restless, one.
Well, there's a lot to be done, and I can't get on till Mildred brings me the necessary papers.
I brought the papers you wanted.
Ah.
They're all here. Racing Gazette, Jockey's Journal and the Bookie Basher.
Splendid. Now, let's see today's horses, shall we? Au pair girl is strongly fancied. Fishmonger should be good for a place.
They do call these horses funny names.
You should hear what the losers call them.
Mildred, type out the runners I've ticked and I'll give you my final choice later.
Righty-ho, sir. Only it'll come out faint. Hmm? My typewriter ribbon's worn out.
Well, we can't afford a new one. You'll have to rub your mascara on it like last time.
Oh, and I suppose when the paper clips run out, I'll be using my hairpins again.
Money today is like Tom Jones's trousers. Very tight.
Yeah, but there's quite a lot left in our petty cash account. I looked in the book this morning.
Really? Yeah. I say, that is good news.
And it's almost the end of the financial year.
Oh, Sir Gregory will be pleased.
It's about time. He's been awfully bad-tempered lately.
Ah, I want a word with you two.
Good morning, Sir Grumpy.
Well, how are you, sir, this lovely morning, and your dear lady wife?
Oh, sure. Be quiet, Lennox Brown. It's the 1st of March today.
By Jove, how time flies. Yes, better tear that sheet off the calendar, too. Pity, though, you know. I rather like the young lady in the bubble bath.
I thought you did. That page is August 1960.
No! Stop chattering, you two! It's the 1st of March, nearly the end of the financial year.
Oh, yes. Well, now, we were just talking about that, Sir Gregory.
And we've got some good news for you.
Yes.
I doubt it, Lamb. I really doubt it.
It's true, Sir Gregory. We've got some surplus money in our petty cash account. I'm not sure how much, but we'll show you the books.
I've seen the books. You've exactly £89.50.
Isn't it good about this surplus, eh?
No, it is not good.
Oh, not even slightly good?
It's very bad. That's why I'm here, man. You know how the government works. If you don't spend your whole allocation, that proves you don't need so much. So next year they give you less.
Oh, dear.
If that £89 isn't spent, and spent quickly, this department's budget will suffer.
I see, then we've got to get rid of this money.
At last. Sometimes I'd swear he understands what we're saying. Yes, get rid of the money. I want your cash account empty by April 5.
Ooh, fancy that.
£89. Why have we got so much?
Well, it may be partly my fault.
Oh, glory.
We were due for a new office typewriter, you see, weren't we? But I thought we had to economize.
So you didn't buy one?
No, I borrowed my nephew's toy typewriter.
A toy typewriter? Good grief.
Well, that explains it. I've been wondering why it played Bar Bar Black Sheep.
Sorry, Mildred, I was only trying to help.
Oh, never mind, Mr. Lamb. I'll go and make you a nice cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
It's no use being sorry. I mean, we must find ways of spending this £89.
I've thought of the answer already. We'll have a party.
You can't waste that cash on a party. It's public money.
But the minister's been wasting public money for years.
But that's different. We're allowed to waste public money as long as we don't enjoy it. But we must never use it to our own advantage.
Oh, then, how can we get rid of this surplus? I'll get the account book and file.
Put it all on my whatnot, my cabinet. I'm off to lunch at the club.
What did you say, one?
I said put it all on my whatnot. I'll have a look at it later. Quick lunch today. I'll be back about 4.
We should spend that money on essentials, like a new electric kettle.
Here's your cuppa, Mr. Lamb. Here, what does Mr. Lennox Brown want us to do with that money?
Oh, he doesn't seem to care. Too worried about his lunch. He said, put it all on my whatnot and walked out.
Well, that's a sure way to lose it. Especially with his choice of horses.
Horses? What's it got to do with horses?
My whatnot's a horse. I mean, I saw it in his racing paper. Running in the 3:30. 100-1 outsider.
Oh, I didn't realise. Then he wants us to put money on that.
I suppose it's a good idea. I mean, Sir Gregory said to get rid of it.
I'll write a cheque for £89 on our petty cash account.
And I'll take it round to the betting shop.
We can listen to the race on the radio.
Yeah, and wave goodbye to that £89. My whatnot's got as much chance of winning as I have of being Archbishop of Canterbury.
Well, it's a very fast race so far. Lovely Lady is pushing out in front, and this, I may say, is very exciting indeed. Lovely Lady, closely followed by Gay Bachelor. Gay Bachelor and Au Pair Girls a little behind. Lovely Lady, running superbly, not at all worried by Gay Bachelor. And here comes Father's Dream. Father's Dream is neck and neck with Au Pair Girl. In third position.
That £89 as good as gone.
But Lovely Lady's flagging now, and yes, yes, it's Gay Bachelor on the turn. And good gracious, what's this coming up very fast indeed? Yes, it's My Whatnot.
Oh, not My Whatnot.
Yes, My Whatnot. My whatnot's up on the rails now. This is really quite something to see. And My Whatnot hasn't had an airing for quite a while now. Seems remarkably lively this afternoon.
I thought you said it wouldn't stand a chance.
I thought My Whatnot wouldn't stand a chance with Lovely Lady, but I was wrong. Lovely Lady's clearly worried by My Whatnot. So's Gay Bachelor. My Whatnot is right out in front now. The crowd are amazed. And yes, at the post, it's My Whatnot. My Whatnot, Gay Bachelor, and Au Pair Girl.
Blimey, it's been and gone and won.
Yes, My Whatnot has won easily at 100-1. This has been a great surprise to a lot of us.
You can say that again.
A great surprise.
Oh, I'll switch it off. You know what this means, don't you?
It means you'll be the first archbishop in the miniskirt.
No, the money. We won at 100-1. We've got about 9,000.
Oh, but I mean, what will you
get? It's no use frothing at the mouth. We've got to keep our cool.
Hello, Bunch. I'm back from lunch. I've rather an impudent little claret with my... Tulu, what's the matter? You're all white and bubbly, like the canteen blancmange.
The petty cash surplus. We put it on that horse, like you said.
Like I said, I did nothing of the sort. But you had a bet, did you? Well, hoping to lose the lot.
And now it's won. It's 100-1. £9,000. Sir Gregory will go mad.
I suppose we'll just have to keep the winnings ourselves.
I shall pretend I didn't hear that. Money won by the petty cash account belongs to that account, and we cannot use one penny of the petty cash account for our own ends. It would be immoral, unethical, and worse.
Worse?
We might get caught.
But what about the surplus?
Well, the answer's simple. We just don't collect the winnings. No, no. And we'll have lost the original £89.
You are clever, Mr. Lennox Brown. But can we do that?
Well, of course we can. Of course we can. Bookies don't force the money on you.
Oh, General Assistance Department.
Flutters here. Tote Investment Operatives.
Oh, the betting shop.
May I be the first to congratulate you on your great win? Your cheque is now in the post. You'll have it first thing in the morning.
He's sent off the cheque already.
All part of the service of Flutters. No need to collect. We send you a cheque. Goodbye, sir. And please invest with us again.
Oh, dear.
You would, wouldn't you? You not only make this daft bet, you have to choose London's only lunatic bookie.
What are we going to do, sir?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going home. We have a busy day tomorrow.
Have we?
Well, you remember, too. We're seeing some writer for the Arts Council.
But what can we do with that money?
I'll sleep on it, too.
The cheque arrived this morning, one. £9,000 to get rid of.
I had a brilliant idea last night, too. This playwright we're seeing, Arthur Whisker, his name is. Now, he wants a grant to put on his new play.
Yes, yes, the Arts Council have spent all their money on that exhibition of contemporary soup tins.
So, they can't back his play, and we've got the job of telling him, right? But, now listen, but, yeah? suppose we backed it.
With our £9,000?
Exactly, yes. The stuff he writes is bound to lose money.
His last play lost a fortune.
You mean it didn't run?
No, the audience did. He'll lose our surplus in no time, as long as this new play is down to his usual standard.
Mr. Whiskers here, sir. Does not look peculiar. He's wearing a great scruffy fur coat over red jeans and a red vest. He looks like a yak bleeding to death.
Yes, well, these artistic people all dress in a way out. Style, Mildred, Cliff Mitchell, Moll Semprini. They're all the same. Yeah. Fetch him in, dear.
Righty-ho, sir. This way, Mr. Whisker.
Oh, thank you very much, like.
Oh, yes, well, sit down, my dear fellow, I'm sure.
Have my chair, Mr. Whisker.
Oh, don't bother. I always sit on the floor. And you can call me Art. Feel free, like, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, now, Art.
Yeah.
You're seeking a grant for your play.
Yeah, and before you refuse, like, with your bourgeois excuses, you ought at least to hear about it.
My dear chap, we're most anxious to hear about it. Yes. Has it got a title?
Yeah. It's called Garbage.
Gab. Good. Yeah, very promising.
The play's a tragedy, see?
We hoped it might be.
No, it's a big social put-down, like, you know. The stage will be covered in mud, representing our decadent society. Mud all over the place, like, you know.
Splendid. How many characters in the play?
Oh, one. Just one. And he plays the whole thing stuck upside down inside a giant Wellington boot. Nude, of course.
Yes. Audiences are going to hate this. Yes, well, now, it's just the sort of play we'd hoped for, Mr. Whisker.
There's no words, you see. It's all silent. It's a meditational experience, you see, more than a play.
Excellent, yes. On behalf of the Arts Council, Mr. Whisker, we'll be delighted to back this exciting work of art.
Are you sure?
Well, just to make absolutely sure, Mr. Whisker, why don't you cover the audience in mud? As well as the stage, you see. I mean, they can always be hosed down as they leave the theatre.
Great, that's just the end I was looking for. I was a bit worried, you see, about finishing off.
Oh, this will finish them off, all right.
Yes, of course, throw mud all over the audience. Why not?
There's a check, Mr. Whisker, there's a check. All ready for you. Make sure you take it with you.
All right. I can put it in my pocket myself. Get off.
Yes, well, off you go. Art. And mind you spend every penny. Goodbye, my dear chap.
Blimey, what's going on?
Mr. Whisker's play, Mildred. It's going on next week. And coming off the day after, I think.
Well, have you seen the papers?
Yes, I read them in the train. Everyone has a front page story on Whisker's play. Oh, it's clear the audience loathed it.
Look at these headlines. Obscene plays. Prime Minister to act.
Yes, and this one here. Seen this one in my paper? Look. First night riots at Whisker's play. The audience fought to get out of the theatre as they were covered in mud and drenched with water. Many had left by the end of the seventh act.
During the interval, several women complained of the presence of a naked man in the bar and threatened to call the manager. They were told he was the manager.
Oh, dear me. Oh, we've seen the last of that money, too. Oh, Lennox Brown speaking.
Arts Council here, Antonia Gussett.
Good morning, madam.
Look, we're very worried about the money you put into this new Whisker play.
Yes, well, madam, you know, some plays do lose money, don't they?
Lose money? This play is making money.
What? Well, it can't be. Have you seen the headlines in the papers?
Never mind the headlines. The critics are raving about it. They call it a breakthrough in modern drama. Harold Hopsack says it hits you like a kick in the groin.
I know the feeling.
I mean, already the film rights have been sold. That means there's £50,000 for the backers. That's you, the General Assistance Department.
Us? No, we don't want £50,000. We don't want it. No, look, it's the Art Council. You have it.
Good heavens, man, the Arts Council mustn't show a profit.
Yes.
I mean, we exist to throw money away.
Well, just this once, please.
Certainly not. It's nearly the end of the financial year. I've sent you the cheque for £50,000 already. Goodbye.
Two. The play's a hit.
Oh.
They're sending us
£50,000.
Oh, dear. Thank heaven Sir Gregory's not here. What would he say?
Ah, there you are.
We'll soon know.
That £89 in your petty cash account. I take it the situation's changed?
Oh, definitely, Sir Gregory.
Good. Then it's down to a few shillings now, is it?
Well, not exactly, sir, no. It's, a little more than that.
Right. Well, what is the balance?
The balance in our petty cash account, yes. To be absolutely frank and honest, stands at £50,000.
Stop these silly jokes. For a moment, I almost believed you. £50,000 in your petty cash account.
I suppose it is rather funny.
I know it's a little surprising, sir, but we really have got 50,000 due to circumstances beyond our control.
Good grief, you can't have, can you?
We have, Sir Gregory. Isn't it hilarious?
Lamb! Are you mad? With £50,000 in our books, the whole department's in jeopardy. We could get merged with a coal board.
Couldn't we give it to British Rail? Then they could close some more stations.
This money is not transferable. We've got to lose it ourselves. Lamb, go and tell Miss Murphy to make black coffee.
Black.
Lennox Brown and I have some thinking to do. Yes. That's something you can't help us with.
Oh, very well.
Lennox Brown.
Yes, sir.
There's only one way to lose this kind of money quickly, and that's the stock exchange.
By Jove.
I know a really terrible firm of stockbrokers. Yes. Man Dabbles and Clangs. Oh. But they save their worst advice for people who look half-witted.
I see, sir. So we send Lamb.
Precisely. Lamb and them together can lose this sum in a week.
Splendid, Sir Gregory, splendid. Good of you to give us a leg up.
Well, if Lamb doesn't get rid of that money, he will get a leg up where it hurts most.
The stockbroker was most helpful, Sir Gregory. He said to invest the 50,000 in Rockall silver mines.
Isn't Rockall that lump of stone that tries to look like an island somewhere out in the Atlantic?
That's right, yes. Not much chance of finding silver there, eh?
I'm not quite sure what's going on, but have I done the right thing this time?
Indeed you have, Lamb, yes. We've said goodbye to that surplus 50,000.
Rockall silver mines, eh?
Paper, Mr. Brown. All the winners up to 4 o'clock.
Mildred, don't hand me the racing results before Sir Gregory.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know he'd want them first. Here's the racing results, Sir Gregory.
Oh, I don't want them, Miss Murphy. Just a minute, though. What's that headline on the front page?
Oh, that's just some dreary story about uranium.
Let me see that. No, you hold it. My hands are shaking.
Well, shall I read it out? It says, uranium found on Rockall. Shares rocket.
May I suggest? Shares in Rockall Silver, who hold all mining concessions, soared dramatically on the stock exchange. In an hour, they rose from 50 pence to £200 each.
Is that good, Sir Gregory?
Oh.
No, it can't be. He's turning green again.
This is disaster. It means the department surplus now stands at £20 million. £20 million in our petty cash account.
Perhaps we could buy that new typewriter.
Oh, shut up.
But surely the government could use £20 million, Sir Gregory. It would keep things going for several hours.
Well, I've said all along that this money is not transferable.
But a sum of this magnitude, sir. Perhaps an internal transfer in government circles.
You may be right, Lennox Brown. Yes. But we must keep calm about this.
Calm, do you hear?
We are calm. Yes. Now we'll go straight to the Treasury and see Sir Jasper Farthing. He's a financial wizard.
Yes.
Let me see. 3 plus 4 are 8, and carry 2.
Sir Jasper,
We have this money problem.
3 into 9 goes 4, and 4 of 1...
20 million pounds, to be exact.
So no fault of mine, I hasten to add.
No, do stop chattering, Pitkin. Can't you see I'm busy? I'm totting up the milk bill. 6 pints a week at 5 pence each is...
With respect, Sir Jasper, this is urgent.
Well, of course it is. That tea lady's overcharging me. She's making too much lolly on the trolley.
This 20 million pounds, Sir Jasper.
Oh, very well. Well, let's deal with your little problem first. 20 million, you say?
That is the sum, yes.
Well, pass my pen and I'll write you a check. A bit careless, you know. This'll put an extra diddler on the decks.
Sir Jasper, we don't want money. We've got 20 million surplus.
Oh, dear me. This is serious.
We'd like to give it to government funds.
Oh, no. Good gracious, no. Quite out of the question.
Why?
Because I'd have to start a new page. I can't start a new page at the end of the financial year.
What can we do with this surplus?
Bad housekeeping, Pitkin. Next year, your budget will be cut by 20 million.
Look, Sir Jasper, our annual budget's just £200. Now, this surplus comes from outside profits.
Oh, dear. A ministry making a profit? Oh, no, we can't have that. We'll have to do something. Dear me, now, let me think.
How did this chap get his job?
You remember last year, they felt the Treasury needed younger men.
I've got it, I think. Yes, this money could be shared between departments. Then no one would have a surplus big enough to notice.
Good thinking, Sir Jasper, good thinking. Send all ministries a memo, Lennox Bowen. Invite them to add their suggestions.
At once, sir, yes. Two, can you take a circular memo?
Will it fit in a square envelope?
No.
Look, just write this down and send it to all offices. Mm-hmm. Now, Rennie. General assistance, 20 million underspent.
Yes, I'll
try. Treasury suggests surplus be divided among all ministries. Have you anything to add?
Now, about this milk bill.
Morning, Mildred.
Morning, sir. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. What's all this mail? Has Mr. Lamb been asking for pen pals again?
No, sir. It's all from other ministries. After your circular memo.
Oh, yes. Suggestions on what to do with our surplus. Yes.
Well, there is one suggestion from Mr. Rudge at the Board of Trade. But it doesn't seem physically possible.
Poor old Rudge. Is it a tricky age?
Most ministries have just sent us huge checks.
Yes, well, I mean, if we'd... Checks? What do you... You mean they've sent us money?
Well, you asked them, didn't you?
What?
In your memo. General assistants have 20 million surplus, you said. Have you anything to add?
Lennox Bowen, this is appalling.
Thanks to your idiot memo, every other department's dumping their surplus on us.
Yeah, but, wait, you mean other departments have surpluses too?
Well, apparently, but they all kept quiet because they were afraid their budgets would be cut.
There's a cheque for £12 million from the post office.
Well, you see, they don't admit to a profit publicly or they couldn't have put their charges up.
Look, here's another big one with a note saying, take this £10 million nigger, we ain't half glad to get shot of it.
Who's that from?
The Ministry of Education.
Yes, they're all at it, you see. This department's petty cash surplus stands at £200 million.
General Assistance Department. Oh. Hey, yes, sir. He's here, sir. It's for you, Sir Gregory, the Prime Minister.
Oh, good grief. Hold on. I'll take it in the other office.
Mildred.
Sir?
How did the PM sound?
Well, he seemed a bit cross, sir. Like that time we were up in the Navy, when Mr. Lamb made a mistake and they used his yacht for gunnery practice.
Oh, glory. I think I'll take some leave.
Fancy. We're lumbered with £200 million, then.
Could anyone lend me 5 bob? I promised my landlady some kipper fillets and I'm out of money till payday.
Certainly not to. I'm short of cash myself.
The government are onto this surplus.
The Chancellor's terribly worried. He's just heard from Professor Noddy and Dr. Begiers.
Professor Noddy and Dr. Bagley?
Yes, the gnomes of Zurich. They control the world's purse strings. They've heard of our huge surplus and insist on lending Britain vast sums of money.
But that must be good, isn't it?
Well, of course it isn't. We've got no real wealth, just masses of paper attracting more masses of paper. And with hot money pouring in, our economy could grind to a halt.
What are we going to do?
Well, the Prime Minister says people must pull together and spend this money. He'll speak to the nation tonight.
Here is the news read by John Curl. First, the money crisis. In an emergency broadcast an hour ago, the Prime Minister announced plans to disperse the huge financial surplus which threatens Britain's economy. He said that all current wage claims would be granted, and in most cases trebled, provided that workers agreed to spend the money at once. He urged union leaders to press for further rises and employers to pay them immediately. The Prime Minister asked everyone to spend all their savings, and he went on...
I'd now like to make it absolutely clear that the British people will, as always, rise to the occasion. We must now loosen our belts and push our horns out. The only thing to say for our old age is yourself.
First reaction from trade union leaders was hostile. Outside TUC headquarters, Mr. Vic Tickle told our reporter...
I can only say that we've been advised to abolish wage restraint and demand as much money as possible. We are naturally greatly concerned about this, as it seems to reduce the opportunity for strike action.
The president of the Amalgamated Knockers, Mr. Jack Sprint, described the appeal as a typical Tory trick. He said, if that's what the government wants, it's up to us to oppose it. Shop stewards are assembling in Trafalgar Square to demand wage reductions and longer working hours. In a Hornchurch bedding factory, male and female workers plan to be at it all night.
So the government's appeal fell flat.
Oh, yes. People are refusing pay rises and prices are falling in the shops. Hot money's piling up. Our surplus is now $5 billion. And the Royal Mint's cracked under the strain.
Oh, so we've now got a mint with an hole.
Maybe it is. Really. It's hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah, your cactus has gone all droopy.
Oh, Gloria, so it has. Yeah, maybe it needs some fertilizer.
Great news, Leonard Brown. There's no need to worry anymore.
But it has gone awfully droopy.
We can all relax. I've got the answer.
Fertilizer.
Well, don't be rude, Lennox Brown. I'm trying to tell you that the financial crisis is over.
You mean we found a way round the surplus?
Better than that, we can turn it to our advantage. Really? The PM's done a brilliant deal with the World Bank, and they'll use it to cancel our debts.
But that's marvellous.
This huge pile of cash we built up is the country's biggest asset.
I've done it. I've been at it all night, and I've done it.
What?
To where on earth have you been?
The money problem. I've solved it.
You've solved it? What do you mean?
All those millions of pounds. I've dealt with them.
You dealt with them?
One or two others helped, and we drew it all out from the banks in 20-pound notes.
You drew it all out?
Yes.
And what did you do with it?
We've been down in the boiler room all night. We burnt the lot.
So high.
I think I'll just sit down for a moment.
Sir Gregory, why are you lifting that chair? Aren't you going to congratulate me? Then no, you're not, are you? Oh, please.
Rolling in cash as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.